Hello and welcome back to Small Talk. We've got a great episode ahead as we speak with a pair from Rhodes. I'm your host, Katie Mucci. Each week on this show, we highlight the past and present of Division III, with both current and former student athletes joining to talk about their experiences, their favorite on-campus spots, the craziest road trip stories, and more. This week, we've got Daniel Snyder, a current member of the men's swimming and diving team, and Ian Rapp, a former member of the squad. The two talk about why they chose Rhodes, their favorite memories with the team, where to find the best barbecue in Memphis, and more. Thanks for joining this week. Now it's time for some small talk.
Hi, I'm Daniel Snyder. I'm a current member of the Rhodes swimming and diving team.
Hi, my name is Ian Rapp. I am a former member of the Rhodes swimming and diving team.
Thank you both so much for joining me tonight. I am super excited to chat. It's familiar faces for both of you guys, I think, but excited to hear some stories from the Rhodes squad and just your time there with the team. So the first thing we'll talk about is campus life or on-campus life. So I want to hear, we'll start with you, Daniel. You and the teammates are now, you know, want to go hang out, whether it's a coffee shop, grabbing lunch, whatever. What are some of those best spots that you guys are hanging out around campus? And then Ian, let me know if that's changed in the couple of years since you've been gone.
I would say my favorite place to go and just hang out and get a bite to eat on campus is probably the Lair. And the Lair is just like, it's one of our like two dining options on campus. There's burgers, sushi, salads, pretty much anything. Like wood oven pizza. So it's pretty good. Pretty good to eat. There's ping pong tables. There's some pool tables. So everyone can just go hang out. Have a good time.
Ian, how about for you guys?
I also agree with Daniel. The Lynx Lair was a good hangout for us, especially coming after practice. It was maybe 50 feet or 100 feet away from the pool. So we'd go there, get like an early entree for dinner. Then we might go back to the Rat was our campus dining hall. It was called the Catherine Burrow Refectory. And there was a little statue of a mouse that was holding cheese. And so people called it the Rat. But honestly, as swimmers, you know, we like to eat a lot, get those calories in. But I think eating with the team was something that was a thing that we did a lot. And as Daniel said, it seems to be continuing.
Good. One question I like to always ask during these is, so when you're on a college budget, you might not be eating the nicest food or the best food in town. But when your parents are in town or family comes to town and they take you out, you might be eating a little better. So Ian, you can kick this one off. What are kind of those spots around campus or around town when the family's in town that you're like, you know what? We have a little bit more budget tonight.
So I think that goes like parents' weekend or like coming in for meets. They would usually, I mean, there's a nice area in Memphis called Overton Square. So there's a good strip of restaurants. I personally liked Babaloo that had some amazing guacamole and some really good dishes. But then if I wanted to go like downtown, when I was a senior, we went to Flight, which had a flight of different entrees. So that was really cool to have like a taste of three different things. And that was nice to have on like graduation weekend or the last parents weekend.
An entree flight sounds great. It's like a girl dinner. But Daniel, how about you? What are those spots for you?
So being in Memphis, there's a lot of good barbecue places. My favorite one here in Memphis is Central Barbecue. It's just good ribs, pulled pork, brisket, all that good stuff. And then for a little bit of nicer dinner, I like to go to Porch and Parlor with my parents. Sometimes they'll take me and they have just a really good steak.
So now let's talk about travel. So once again, you guys are only a couple of years apart, so I don't think there's a big jump in how you're traveling. I don't think any of you guys were driving the vans with the team, hopefully. That seems like it maybe is more of a 90s, 80s thing for this podcast. But let's just talk about your experiences on the road. So obviously with swimming, you probably get to go to some fun meets, get to spend a little bit more time. It's usually not like one game in one day and you're in and out. So where are some of the favorite places you got to travel with the team? Ian, you can go first.
Honestly, I hadn't been around the South that much of being able to travel to Arkansas and Kentucky and some greater parts of Tennessee, as well as Alabama, Mississippi. It was really cool for me. kind of a typical SEC country. I really liked seeing different walks of life, kind of being out in some really beautiful places, as well as some, kind of like true American places. It's not that heavily populated, so it was cool to see different areas. But Memphis, where we are, Rhodes is kind of the most it's the most urban environment we visited, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of those SAA schools, especially, are in little towns. So you're from, I think I saw it in your roster, you're from Massachusetts.
I am, yes.
What was that transition like moving down to Memphis? Obviously, Memphis is a bit more urban, so it's not maybe a huge change, but you are in the South, it's a whole different vibe. What was that like for you?
I personally was looking forward to kind of getting out of New England and some of the smaller schools up there. Snow and swim doesn't seem very fun, whereas Rhodes College had an outdoor pool and it was sunny most of the months we were swimming, so that was a huge pull. And honestly, the people there on my recruiting trip, super friendly. Seemed like a great culture. So I was all on board to, move 1,000 miles away, and it worked out very well for me. I loved the experience.
That's awesome. Daniel, for you are from Tennessee, is that right?
Yes, I'm from.
So, okay. And how far away is that from campus?
It's a 5-hour drive.
Okay, not too bad.
Nope.
So when you look back at your time you've had there, what has been your favorite trip so far?
Well, every winter break around New Year's, we'll go on a big training trip and we'll go somewhere like down closer to the equator than Memphis. So my freshman year, we went to like St. Petersburg, Florida. But the past 2 years, we've gotten to go to San Juan, Puerto Rico, which has been really nice, really fun. We get to go stay down there for a week, and just train really hard, practice really hard. But then we get to go to the beach in between practices. Just go explore, be tourists down there. We'll go to like old San Juan, and like the rainforest down there. So those two trips that I've been on the last 2 years have probably been my favorites.
That's not too bad. And for you being somewhat more local, although 5 hours is still a bit of a hike, how was that? Like, why did you choose Rhodes other than maybe swimming, obviously, but what took you there? And was it because it's closer to family, or what led you to Rhodes?
I think 5 hours is like a pretty perfect distance, honestly, because you can still drive it in the day and it's not too terrible. But I wanted to go a little further from home. So the distance was really perfect for me. And then Rhodes is just a great academic school. I was able to come here and immediately contribute on the swim team. So that was definitely a big factor in why I decided to come to Rhodes.
Yeah, talk about contributing. You just got off three individual championships
Yes,
and a
that's right.
conference championship for the team, the first in the SAA, I think. So I would say you're contributing pretty well.
Yep, it was a great team.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about academics now. So, Daniel, what is your major currently?
I'm a business major with a focus in accounting.
Okay, and Ian, what was your major when you were there?
I was a business major with a focus in management.
Okay, so maybe a little bit of overlap in your majors. Have you guys talked at all about that? If you've taken any of the same classes, had the same professors?
I'd assume that we have. With a business major, you have to take a little bit of everything. So I'm in an accounting class right now, and then also management and marketing. So.
Okay.
Yes, I had Dee Birnbaum was the management professor, and it was kind of a very eye-opening experience. She used to bark like a dog in class and call herself a bad dog. She's definitely a character, and it's more so kind of, I guess, try to lighten the mood and kind of get people to look outside their textbooks and get some real life examples. Kind of very open-minded, kind of this is how the real world works. Like, this isn't by the book necessarily all the time. And that was very interesting to me. She liked to call her students masochists for taking her class, but it was maybe not the easiest class, but definitely something very like interesting and educational, at least to see her perspective.
Barking like a dog, that's a new one. Daniel, if you had her, or
Yep,
any good professors for you?
I'm in her class right now, actually. So she's definitely a great teacher. And it's an experience that I think everyone should have at some point in their road career.
She still bark?
Not as much, but
not as
time
much.
to time.
Only when necessary. Got it. So I guess, Ian, for you, now that you're out in the real world, I assume, what are you doing these days? What has your education at Rhodes led you to?
I'm a rotational credit analyst at a commercial bank in Chicago. So I'm underwriting loans and doing due diligence. And it's more of like a commercial bank focused in Chicago, not so much nationally. So it's a rotational program where you go through different sections of the bank, whether it's typical commercial loans or commercial real estate or sponsor finance, the workout group where the bad loans go. So it's been very interesting to come from a liberal arts degree where I kind of had a well-rounded education and kind of been able to move into some program where I can figure out exactly where I want to be, but also get a good experience and have knowledge about all the different parts.
That's awesome. And so much for giving up that snow. You decided to go right back to it.
I mean,
you're like, I'm not swimming anymore. I'll take the snow again.
Chicago is a great city. It's a lot of opportunity, but also it's beautiful in the summers. And I mean, the winters haven't been that bad when I've lived here. So I
That's
really
good. That's good. I used to work for a conference where we had Loyola Chicago. And so I went up to Loyola for mini soccer championships. And that lake effect wind is not a joke.
It can get cold. But luckily, we haven't had snow the last 2 or 3 years, really.
Nice.
More than a couple inches at once. So it has gotten cold, though. But I mean, like I said, the summers make it worth it
100%. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great city. So now let's talk about some story time. So there's always my favorite part of the podcast to hear some funny or crazy stories from your time. So Daniel, I'll have you kick this one off. What is a funny, crazy, wild story you have, but appropriate, that you can share here?
Okay. Well, speaking of snow, this January, there was this like massive snowstorm down here in the South and it hit Memphis pretty hard. We got several inches of snow, and Memphis isn't like built for cold conditions or the snow or anything. So the pipes went out on campus. There was no running water for about a week here. So they had to move all the students off campus into hotels that actually had the running water. But during that time, we were already scheduled to have a swim meet against Suwannee. So 4 hours in East Tennessee. And so we just ended up going and we stayed in hotels over by Suwannee and just trained there and swam there for the week. And it was like a month before conference. We were trying to figure out, like, we were just figure out how to train during the snowstorm. So that actually worked out pretty well that we had the meet over there, and they were kind enough to let us use their pool to practice in.
That's wild to try and relocate all of your students off campus. Ian, what about you?
Similarly, I think my junior year, Memphis got hit with like maybe a couple inches of snow, and not necessarily built for the weather, and so it kind of froze some roads, and the conference actually had to postpone a couple days and consolidate some events because not only Rhodes but other schools had to travel down to Birmingham. And it was kind of a crazy event to see how everyone worked out and all the teams in the SAA worked out together to still have conference despite there being some travel issues. But I think my senior year there was even a tornado warning, but that did not touch down, and we were plenty safe. So a little bit of some weather things down in the South, but it's pretty fun, honestly.
So maybe Chicago was a smarter decision with the weather. Maybe I was wrong with that assumption.
I mean, you can get tornadoes and snowstorms in Chicago as well. So
that's true. That's true. All right. So those were some crazy stories, but let's talk about just favorite memories from your time. So Ian, I'll have you start this one. What is your favorite memory from your time with the program?
I think looking back on how far the program has come, I know my sophomore year there were were like maybe 13 or 14 guys on the team. And that was a very tight-knit group. And seeing how like kind of laid the foundation a little bit, like our training trips down to Florida my sophomore year was really fun. Just literally just you wake up, you swim, then you go, you eat, you take a nap, you swim, you go to the beach. Really being able to hang out with the teammates. Like there's so many small stories that you pick up and you'll laugh about. You'll see a picture or something and be like, wow, I remember when we were doing this before practice. Like personally, I'm not a diver, but the assistant coach told me to go try and see if I could dive. And I took two dives and she sent me right back to the deep end in the pool to complete the practice. So that was a fun experience. But I think on the training trips were some of our best times. Like doing get out swims, which is one of our coaches' specialties. Like it's great times down in Florida. And luckily Daniel's been able to go to Puerto Rico. So, or is it the DR? One of them.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. I had it right the first time.
Awesome. Daniel, how about you? What's your favorite memory?
Would say my favorite memory was definitely being able to win conference this year for the first time in program history for the men's team. That was pretty awesome. The whole team really just came together for the whole weekend, and it really was just a whole team effort because we were a little undermanned. We had dealt with some injuries all season, and we didn't always know if we were going to be able to do it or not, but everyone just came together, swam their best, cheered for each other, and that was just a really great, really fun meet. And then the bus ride home was really fun, just celebrating that with all the guys, holding the trophy, getting the banners. That was pretty cool.
I know going into either like swimming or track, you kind of are counting points ahead of time. Did you guys, when you looked at like results and times ahead of time, did you guys think you were going to win it?
We knew there was a chance, but we knew it would be a really close meet, and we would have to be nearly perfect, because we still like we didn't even fill out our whole scoring roster. We could have still had another
Wow.
guy. So we were already behind with that because one of our guys tore his labrum this year, unfortunately. So that was a
Oof.
pretty big blow to us.
You could have had Ian come out and dive for
We were definitely counting the points, trying to figure out how the meet was going to play out ahead of time. So we knew what we were dealing with.
Yeah, awesome. Now let's just wrap the conversation up by chatting about Division III and your experiences as a D3 student athlete. This whole podcast is part of our 50th anniversary celebration of D3, so all year long, we're chatting with former and current student athletes to just talk about their experiences and how things have changed over the years. So the first question I have for you is, what does it mean to you to be, or in your case, Ian, to have been a Division III student athlete? And maybe that's academics, maybe that's getting to be in clubs or organizations or things like that. But what has that experience meant to you? And Ian started off, and Daniel, you can follow up.
I think the Division III level is something that most people, I wouldn't say look down upon, but maybe overlook when thinking about college sports. It's definitely not like a time commitment as much as D1 is or D2 is, but it is a time commitment. And I think that having like a regiment and a schedule and you're held accountable. And I think that's something that I've seen like in the workforce now that it's definitely taught me some valuable lessons, as well as just being able to have a team and group of people that you're going through some challenging practices, or kind of leaders on the team you can look up to when you're younger, or people you can get advice to when you're older and be like, hey, I took this class, or hey, like it's Division III, like you should talk to the coach or talk to somebody and say, hey, like I had this like club or internship interview like I need to go to, is it possible? And usually the coaches or team is pretty understanding and says like, yeah, like this isn't your end all be all. No one from Division III is going to go be swimming in the Olympics unless Daniel grows another 3 or 4 inches and knocks his time down a couple of seconds. But I think it was a great experience personally. I took a lot out of it, and I think that it's very redeeming. I think being able to see Daniel and the team win conference this year, watching on my phone was awesome, just seeing all the hard work come through. And like I said, later in life, like we can get together and it's lifelong bonds.
Great. And Daniel?
Yep, I agree with most of what Ian said. Definitely the relationships that you get to form while you're on the team are very important. It's something that is very special to me, and I'll hold those relationships near and dear for the rest of my life for sure. And then I would say just being a D3 athlete means a lot to me, with time management especially, and just trying to be a more well-balanced person. Just balancing academics, sports, extracurriculars. I'm a member of the fraternity here, of a fraternity here on campus. Actually same one Ian was in while he was here. And that's something that before I came to Rhodes, I never thought I would join a fraternity in college. I thought I would just go to college and swim and do school. But being in Division III has definitely opened so many more doors than I thought there would be. And just to make relationships with other people on campus here, that's been really special. And I definitely wouldn't have had that opportunity, I think, at a D1 school.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people I've interviewed who are involved in Greek life, which I know is not very common, I think, when you get to other levels. And obviously, Greek life is a huge part of the college experience and very, very good relationships for the rest of your life there. All right, my last question for both of you. I'm kind of asking you to pull out a crystal ball and look at this one. But the last question I have, once again, 50 years down, many more to come. What do you see, or what do you hope to see for the future of Division III? Daniel, I'll stick with you first.
I would think that it'll just continue to grow. There'll be more and more Division III programs. More and more student athletes decide to go to a Division III school because I think it has really good word of mouth right now. Like, I think a lot of Division III athletes are really very grateful for their experiences that they're getting on campus, and they're very happy that they chose to go Division III. And I think they'll tell their friends that who are in high school, try and maybe recruit them to come to their school or another Division III school. So I can see that, like, just through the word of mouth, that I think that Division III will just continue to grow and just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Right, and Ian?
Obviously, I love my D3 experience, and I hope that it'll continue on. I think it will. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities now, like with social media and with networking, that people see, okay, like Division III opens up a lot of aspects of life besides just going to college. And, you know, maybe people make a buck or two with NIL, or they are able to kind of set forth different projects that they can do during D3. And I think the awareness has grown the last couple of years, and I think that it's just going to keep on growing, hopefully for the better. And I can't wait to see how it takes it. You know, maybe Daniel's nice kids might be swimming, or maybe they might not be swimming at all.
Hopefully they know how to swim at least. Well, thank you both so much for joining. I've had a great time chatting with you, hearing about your experiences at Rhodes. I have a few restaurants marked down to go to next time I'm in Memphis. So that was helpful, if anything, out of this podcast. So thank you both for being on here.
Of course. I will say I forgot to plug my favorite barbecue place in Memphis.
Okay.
So Elwood Shack, it has a tin roof. It's made of cinder blocks, and it's neighboring. It's like in the parking lot of Lowe's or a Home Depot. So
Elwood Shack.
Great barbecue, great brisket. I got like the barbecue brisket pizza. And you can also get the ribs there are phenomenal. Like that's a true hidden gem.
What's the Memphis barbecue special? Like every barbecue city or state, whatever, has like they are good at this. What's the Memphis one?
I think Central's pork is usually what people think of, or raw meat. Okay. It's you can either get it dry or wet.
Okay.
Combine both, but I like pulled pork sandwich at Central is awesome. We got that catered a lot at campus when we were doing recruiting and stuff like that. And
that'll sell me on going to a school.
it's a lot of people. Not very well. It's Memphis has great food. That's one thing I think.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you for some more recommendations, and thank you guys both for being here.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Roll links.
Roll links.
To everyone listening, thanks for tuning into this episode of Small Talk. We post new episodes every Thursday. To follow along with everything Division III, you can find us on social media at NCAAD3 or NCAADIII. Make sure to join the conversation with us all year long by using the hashtag DIII50. Have a great day, and we'll see you for some more small talk next week.